Hello, this is Will from Opinion Research. With a public opinion survey about Fresno County, I'm not selling anything and I'm not asking for any donations. I'm looking to speak to Sophia Rios.
Does she?
Ms. Rios, nice talking to you. First question I have for you, are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Next question. On March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates. Are you certain to vote in that election? Probably vote 50-50, or you don't know yet?
I am. I'm going to vote.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. What about for state offices and county offices? Will you vote?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. Just so we know, we're speaking to a broad audience. Can I have the year that you were born?
77.
Thank you. Next question. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yes.
Yes. Is that you or someone else in your household?
Both of us.
Okay, thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are on the right direction, or do you feel they have gotten on the wrong track?
I don't really think that we're moving in the right direction.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to read to you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. Please tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor. Homelessness, water policy, public safety and crime, inflation and cost of living, housing affordability, jobs and wages, public infrastructure like roads and bridges, parental rights and education. Which one is the most important for you?
I'm going to say right now it's probably homeless.
Homelessness. Okay, thank you. Okay, now I'm going to read to you a list of names of some public figures, and I'd like for you to rate your feelings towards each one of them as very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or if you have never heard of the person, please say so. Paul Dictos.
I don't know.
Okay.
I've heard the name. I see his posters, but I'm going to say not favorable.
Not somewhat or very unfavorable.
I'm going to say somewhat.
Okay, thank you. What about Gavin Newsom?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. What about Jerry Bradfield?
I don't know that name.
Okay. What about President Joe Biden?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. What about Steve Brando?
I don't know that name.
Okay. What about former President Donald J. Trump?
Extremely unfavorable.
Okay, thank you. Now, thinking about the March primary election, if the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today and the candidates were Gary Bredefeld, businessman, council member, Dion Bordes, Paul Dictos, CPA, assessor, recorder, Bryce Herrera, or Steve Brando, county supervisor, businessman, for whom will you vote?
I'm going to pick from Democrats. I won't vote for a Republican at all.
Okay, Democrats.
So I'll do my research, but I'm going to choose a Democrat.
Okay, I understand. Thank you. Well, if the election were held today and you had to choose right now, for which candidate would you lean for? Gary Bredefeld?
I don't know. I don't know any of their names except for Paul Diktos because there's a poster on my way to work. But
okay.
Before I vote, I always look everything up. So.
Okay, thank you. How will you rate the job being done by Steve Brando as county supervisor? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Just fair.
Just fair. Okay, thank you. How would you rate the job being done by Gary Bredefeld as Fresno City Council member? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Just fair.
Thank you. Thinking about the March primary, I'm going to read to you some descriptions of candidates for Fresno County Supervisor. For each, please tell me if you will be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. A candidate who will bring more affordable, high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for him?
Somewhat.
Okay.
More likely.
Okay, thank you. A candidate who has led the efforts to remove pornographic materials from the county library?
Oh, not favorable at all.
Okay, thank you.
People should decide for themselves.
Okay, so that's more somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Okay, thank you. A candidate who is 80 years old?
That doesn't matter to me.
Okay. A candidate who worked to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents?
Less likely.
Somewhat or much less?
Much less.
Okay, thank you. A candidate who is a Democrat?
Much more likely.
Thank you. A candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business friendly with fewer regulations and lower business taxes?
Much less likely.
Thank you. A candidate who served in the military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno VA?
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. A candidate who will hold the line on the local taxes and fees?
What does hold the line mean? Like not raise them?
Exactly.
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you so much. Next, just so you know, we're almost done now. I'm going to read you some statements about three of the candidates for county supervisor. After each one, please tell me if there is a no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance that you will vote for that candidate, okay? Steve Brando currently serves as county supervisor, where he has supported local businesses, cut red tape, and lowered taxes. Brando has defended North Fresno from high-density zoning and fought to keep our tax dollars invested in our neighborhood. Brando is a MAGA Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic material from the county library. If reelected, he will continue to protect our families and quality of life. Does he have a no chance, small chance, fair chance, or good chance?
No chance.
Thank you. Gary Bredefeld currently serves on the Fresno City Council, where he fought against masking mandates and business shutdowns during the pandemic. He is running for the county supervisor as a MAGA Republican to defend our rights and freedoms, protect taxpayers, and to stand up for law enforcement and our military. Bredefeld will fight for honesty and transparency in government. He will ensure our rights and concerns are listened to and respected. Does he have a no chance, small chance?
No chance.
No chance. Okay,
no
thank
chance.
You. Thank you. Paul Dichtels currently serves as the Fresno County Assessor Recorder. He is running for county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayer advocate. As a CPA, he has the experience to root out inefficient and wasteful spending and close the county's $14 million deficit. Dichtels will also work to reduce the homeless population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality services to the public. Does he have a no chance, small chance, fair chance, or good chance?
What's the third one? No chance, small chance?
Yeah, no chance, a small chance, fair chance, or good chance?
Fair.
Fair. Okay, thank you. After hearing all of this information, if the primary election for Fresno County Supervisor were held today and the candidates were Gary Bredefeld, who is a businessman and council member, Dion Bardes, Paul Dichtels, who is a CPA assessor recorder, Bryce Herrera, or Steve Brando, county supervisor and businessman, for whom will you vote?
Just listening to that, the lesser of the evils would be Dichtels.
Dichtels, okay, thank you. Finally, I would like to ask you just a few more questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as Republican, Democrat, or something else?
Democrat.
Do you think of yourself as a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Thank you. Thinking in political terms, will you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Liberal.
Very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Very liberal.
Okay, thank you. What is the last year's schooling that you have completed?
I don't know what goes higher, some college or vocational school?
Some college. Okay, thank you.
Okay, there you go.
And do you currently own, rent, or live with friends and family?
Rent.
Thank you. That will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you once again for your time and patience. Thank you so much for participating. Have a good one.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.